the immediate, the power and the strength and the agility and the authority that these men had, not just that David gave them, but that they had in themselves, because they recognized who they were and what they were called to do for God. So the Tishbonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adino the Esnite. He lifts up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. There's going to come a time when you're going to fight the fight in your life for a new beginning. You're going to have to fight with everything that you are for a new beginning. You're going to feel like giving up. You're going to feel like running. You're going to be tired, but you have to realize you have to fight for your new beginning. Remember, the word of God says heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. So you have to fight for your new beginning. Your new beginning is that which you want to restart or revitalize or renew in your life. Say, for instance, you're discouraged. You need to fight for encouragement. Say you're down. You need to fight to be up. Say you're sad. You need to fight to be happy. You got to fight for what you want for God. Now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to turn back and run. But now is the time to fight. Your new beginning hinges on how you have faith in God and what you believe in. You have to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus in order to obtain your new beginning. You know what I found out? It's here all the time. All we have to do is recognize and realize that the power of God has never left us, but is here to provide and to meet every one of our needs according to his riches in glory. These men found themselves in some of the most crazy situations, standing alone when there were so many with them. And so here he is. He defeats 800 all by himself without any help. Then we move on, and it says, and after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Edomite, one of three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines that were three there gathered together to battle. And the men of Israel were gone. What did it say? Did it say they were gone away? It says he arose and smote the Philistines until his hands were weary. Sometimes you're going to find yourself in a battle all by yourself. There's going to be a lot of people with you. There are going to be a lot of people that can encourage you. There are going to be a lot of people say they stand with you. But when the battle gets in, the rubber meets the road, you're going to find that you're by yourself. And your hands are going to get weary from the fight. Your mind is going to be tired from the battle. But I got news for you. God said, if I be for you, who can be against you? Amen. God is on your side. So it does not matter what you're going up against. You just have to keep your confidence and your faith in God. You've got to learn to hold on to your profession of faith, knowing that God will not waver if you don't waver. He found himself in this battle and his hands were weary from holding the spear. But you can't give up now. You got to keep on fighting. Remember, at the beginning is your new beginning. Now folks think after you get this new beginning that things going to get a lot easier. They are not going to get easier. The enemy going to come with you, come against you with both feet and both hands and anybody else he can get to help it. And you're going to get tired. Now folks say we're not supposed to get weary. It said don't be weary in doing well. It didn't say you weren't going to get weary in your fighting. You were going to get tired. And if you think you're not, let me talk to you after service. Because I want to know your secret. Hallelujah. Because there are times I have to just, you know how you just roll yourself over and put your feet on the floor to get out of the bed? Sometimes I just have to roll over. I mean, I just roll. You roll on over. I hit the floor. I say, now you don't have no choice but to get up. Because you get tired. Day in and day out, you're fighting for your life. You're fighting for peace. You're fighting for joy. You're fighting for financial blessings. You're fighting for strength. Day in and day out. But I'm finding out one thing, that if you can find a way to react and cause some joy to manifest in your life, you can have the strength that you need to make it through what you got to make it through. Because the joy of the Lord will strengthen you. And when you get strengthened, you'll find out that you're a whole lot happier. Because your problem isn't as big as it seems. Your circumstance isn't as strong as it feels. You find out that you emotions have been trying to mess you up, trying to play a trick on you, trying to seduce you into thinking that God ain't the same God that he was when he healed your cancer, that God ain't the same God that he was when he brought you out of the trouble, that God ain't the same God when he blessed you financially. He is the same God. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he will not change. Therefore, Brother Tim, I'm fighting for my new beginning. Now that I can see it and I can attain it, now I got to fight to hold on to it. I'm going to get a little tired. I'm going to get a little worried, but I'm going to keep fighting. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep fighting. Even though I get weary, I'm going to keep fighting, and I'm going to keep standing, and I'm going to keep believing God, because we don't have any choice. We've already come too far to give up on what God has already promised us. The promise is right here. All you've got to do is move into it. But you know there are going to be roadblocks. If you thought this life was going to be easy, Brother Andy, they told me, man, when you give your heart and life to God, everything's going to go great. God gonna work this out. God gonna work that out. You ain't never gonna be sick. You gonna always be happy, because the joy of the Lord is always gonna be there. My God. I wish I'd have talked to somebody else, Brother Rick. Somebody that was gonna tell me the truth. Somebody that was gonna tell me you're gonna be tossed into the pit. You're gonna be tried like a fire. You're gonna be warred against. You're going to be seduced. You're going to be tricked. They didn't tell me all that. They just told me that God was going to take care of all of it. Y'all don't hear me today. They told me that God was going to fight all my battles. So I decided to sit there and see if he was going to fight them. I got socked in the right jaw. I got socked in the left jaw. Somebody kicked me in the rear end. Then I found out, you better start fighting for yourself. You gotta pick your sword up and start fighting. So these men, mighty men, David surrounded himself with men that were gonna fight when he couldn't. Ooh, Lord God. You better start fighting for what you want from God. If you think somebody gonna come down and put a silver platter in your lap with some gold spoons on it and tell you got it made, oh well, you better wake up and smell the coffee or catch a clue, Opie. Amen. So what do? You fight for your new beginning. You fight to get it. Now you got to fight to keep it. Wow, it just don't seem fair, does it? That you got to fight to get it, and then you got to fight to keep it. What else you got to do? Let's read on. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hands were weary and his hand clave until the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only. Oh, they came back. They decided to come back. My God, I done stood there, I done fought, I'm bleeding from the nose, I'm panting because I'm tired, my hands are too tired to hold a sword, now they're coming back to get the blessing. They done stood up on the mountain while I've been fighting. Look out, he's coming from the back. But they don't come to help. How many of you y'all got friends when you was going through, they decided you were better off fighting it by yourself? And then after they thought you won the battle, they decided, maybe I can help just a little bit. They gonna come back for the spoil, baby. I got a friend. Let me make sure he's not in here. I got to make sure he ain't here. No, he's not here. This young man was going, man, I pray for this young man constantly. He filed bankruptcy. They told him if he filed the wrong bankruptcy, so they were taking all his money. They were leaving him $28 a week. He worked for one of the pop companies, the truck companies. he'd have $28 a week. Wife decided that he wasn't worth staying with no more. So she tried to kick him out. He wouldn't leave, so she left. Got her a nice condo. Got her a good-looking boyfriend, I guess. His bankruptcy ran out. And they found out that he had overpaid into the bankruptcy almost $18,000. Listen. I'm trying to show you how people will come back for the spoils. He done got this money back. And then listen to this. He turned around and played the lottery and hit for $30,000. Guess who he about to remarry? I saw the way she treated that man. He wasn't even better than a dog. But guess who he getting ready to remarry? And he happy about it. If he happy, I'm happy. She came back for the spoils. Now all the guys around him is taking bets, trying to figure out if the money is gone, is she going to leave him again? After God has blessed you, guard your spoils with all your heart. Oh my God, they came back. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils. Barley. And the people fled. What does it say? And the people fled from the Philistines. Here we go again. But he stood in the midst of the ground and he defended it. And he slew the Philistines and the Lord wrought a great battle. First you got to get to the point where you can overtake and possess your new beginning. Then you have to fight to keep your new beginning. Then you have to fight yourself so that you don't throw your new beginning away. So now he's standing here, he's fighting, all the people have gone. Now you notice that these don't come back. They've made up their minds, we're gone. There'll come a time when after you've got the blessing, you fought to keep the blessing, then you'll have to fight against yourself to figure out how to hold on to the blessing. You're going to have to fight your flesh. Because it's going to tell you to do this. It's going to tell you to do that. It's going to tell you to trust in this and to trust in that. It's going to tell you to go into the mountains. They say when they say go into the mountains, don't go. But it's going to be a whole lot of folks going up into the mountains. Do you know how many people today at this time are running to Alaska looking for gold? Leaving million-dollar homes to go to Alaska. To get out in the pond and shake a pan for gold. Where's the wisdom in that? But it's amazing what the mind will do to you. My God, you done won this new beginning. You fought for this new beginning. Now they're coming, they want to take the spoils. Now you got to fight to keep what God has blessed you with. Now that you've figured out a way to keep what God has blessed you with, now you got to fight yourself because now you're trying to trick yourself out of it. You're trying to talk yourself into giving it away. Ponzi schemes. Some preachers I know. I don't even know what this thing was. Something. You know, Brother Rick. Something about Walmart, I think it's Walmart. Walmart, they give you, if you send them $100, they send you a $200 gift certificate for food. And whoever you get to sign up, then they get it, and then you get the blessing. You get $100 or however it goes like that. And so I was weighing in on the situation. So as they were trying to talk me into becoming a part of it, they were giving me money. You know, one gave me $100, the other gave me $100. They trying to talk me into this. And after I got this couple hundred dollars in my pocket, Brother Rob, I looked at this thing on the internet, and I thought about the people in this church. Do I want to subject you to that? And I decided I didn't want to subject you to that, so I figured I was just $200 richer. Hey, they didn't tell me what to do with it. I assumed they thought I was ignorant enough to take it and try to invest in that thing and put you through it. But I'm not going to put you through it because I'm the shepherd. I'm not going to go through it. So I was $200 richer, sister. You can't let your flesh trick you out of what God has blessed you with. I would have invested that money in that thing, and then I'd have come to you guys trying to get you in, and you'd have looked at me like I lost my mind. How am I going to give you $200 and I'm trying to get $200 to pay on my light bill? We need the wisdom of God. If you get your new beginning and you fight to hold on to it, don't let yourself trick you out of it. Because everything that sounds good ain't good. And the grass ain't always greener on the other side of the road. And let me tell you this, even if it is, it's probably got bugs up under it. Oh my God. Lord, have mercy. So, go down to 15, I'm closing. So then we get down to David. It said, David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." It says, those three men we just talked about, break through the host of the Philistines, drew the water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy their own lives? Therefore, we would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men." After you've got your new beginning, and you fought to keep your new beginning, and you resisted your flesh in squandering your new beginning, then God will bless you. He'll give you that breakout or that breakthrough that you've been praying for. All you got to do is do what God calls you to do. So you may be down and you're not out. You may be broken, but you're not out. And when you look up, you'll have your breakthrough. I'm looking for my breakthrough. Hallelujah. You may not see my new beginning, but I done already possessed it. You may not have seen me fight to hold on to it, but I done fought to hold on to it. And you might not see me fighting myself to keep what I got from God, but I'm fighting to keep what I got from God. Now I'm looking for my breakthrough experience. I'm looking for my breakout experience. I'm looking for God to move in a supernatural way. All you got to do is believe and trust in God, and God will not let you down. God will hold you up. He'll sustain you. He'll undergird you. And you better believe. You hear what they said? God will fight for you, but you got to fight and stand for yourself. After you've done all that you can do to stand, you've got to stand in Him, knowing that God is a victorious God. And if you stand in Him and you hold fast, you will see what God said. He said right here, "And the Lord won a great battle." He didn't do the fighting, but it said He won a great battle. So that means He has something to do with it. You don't have to fight alone, but God gonna fight with you. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. I'm gonna get my breakthrough. Somebody say it. I'm gonna get my breakthrough. I'm gonna get my breakthrough. Y'all sound like y'all want one. want to get my breakthrough. I want to get my breakthrough. And you know what's so good about this, though? The one thing most folks don't realize when they read this is that these three men didn't step on anybody to get what they needed from God. Only people they stepped on was flesh. Was them Philistines. They took a whipping. And then David honored them by pouring the water out to God, because it says these men broke through that line to get this water from me. I dare not drink it because it would have been their blood that was spilled. God is looking for some people that want to break through the lines of the Philistines, want to break through the lines of flesh, want to break through the lines of hell, want to break through the lines of Satan, and they want to claim that which God has for them. They want to promote and speak into existence that which they do not have. You got to start calling those things that are not as though they are. And when you call it such, then you got to proceed and see it and know that God has it for you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If you're looking for that breakthrough experience this morning, I want you to come across the front. Amen. If you need a breakthrough experience, if you can sense that your new beginning is right there. Hallelujah. You can sense that it's right there. And you're ready to fight to hold on to it. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah, yes. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, as we stand across this front and we're looking and expecting a breakthrough, Lord God. We're going to break through. We've already believed and can see our new beginning. And we're fighting to hold on to that new beginning. But Father, now we need to fight to so that we don't give up what you blessed us with. Lord God, we may be down, but we're not out, Father, because that's why we're going to break through this. Lord God, and you're going to bless us in our going in and our coming out, Father. Not just financially, but spiritually and physically, Lord God. The love of God is going to overwhelm situations in our lives. Blessing us with peace, Lord God. Blessing us with joy. Lord God, I thank you for your humility, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you today. Don't let no one leave like they came, but Father, minister to them by the power of the living God. Father, we praise you today. We thank you for moving by your holy and your miraculous spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus. Yeah. Oh, I feel Jesus. Breakthrough, Father. Jesus, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Breakthrough, Father. Yeah, I feel a breakthrough, Lamb of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. You want to work this situation out. We take authority and dominion over right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you're going to work for his cause, Father. In my shape, they come up a whole shot. Father, in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough, Father. Breakthrough, Father. Breakthrough. Let come up a whole shit. Father, that's a breakthrough, Lord God. We're going to get our breakthrough. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for that breakthrough experience. Lord God, bless the Lord on that. Lord God, our new beginnings, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you want to make every crooked place straight. Lord God, you want to fight the battle for us, that we understand that and fight along with you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel Jesus.
Yeah, I feel. Lord, bless you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, breakthrough experience, a breakthrough.
would experience. How my shaking. Father, you're bringing us out to take us into glory. You're bringing us out to take us into the blessing. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I glorify you. Yes, Lord, I thank you for your breakthrough. We have a new beginning on the horizon, Lord God. We can see it, now we can possess it, now we can move into it. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, 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 Father God, I praise you, I glorify you.